Hey Tacos, this is Senior Master Sergeant Sander. I'm the 150th Wing First Sergeant. We're talking with you with the First Sergeant's Council. We've got several of our members with us today. And some of the things we want to talk about is how we're coping with the fallout from this pandemic, how we're staying mentally and physically fit and resilient. And then we also want to talk about some of the resources that your First Sergeant has available to help you and your family get through this successfully and support our mission at the same time. For me personally, I'm doing a lot of working from home. We've done our virtual drill that I think has done really well, this drill. And for me, what really helps is a lot of FaceTime or video chatting with my family. I've got family in Santa Fe and then family out of state. So we do a lot of Zoom meetings. I'm getting better with those technology tools. And then fitness for me. I try to make sure that I'm more disciplined to hit my PT every day. That's a good way for me personally to burn off the anxiety that can sometimes creep up in what is our new normal. So I'm interested to hear from some of our other first sergeants about how you guys are coping, how your families are doing, and also some of the resources that you've identified for your folks to help them get through this as well.
Hi, this is Master Sergeant Breeden out of FSS. And, you know, Senior Master Sergeant Sander is a great role model in some of the things that she's doing. I think some of the things that I'd like to consider as well is meditation or spiritual health and in coping with these kinds of things. Again, along with the staying busy and hopefully productive, that all goes a long ways. And lastly, I think the thing that I find rewarding is finding things to do, finding people to serve. As bad as things feel in your own world, you never realize how rewarding it is to go and serve someone who's in as bad a shape as you or worse, and it really adds a silver lining to your day. So those are a couple of things that I like to help people consider during these bad times.
This is Sergeant Oliver from the 150th Operations Group. One of the things that I made a point to do is somewhat isolate myself at times so I could control the kind of influences we have coming into our personal space, not just family, but a lot of people are involved in social media, and that's a good thing. It can be very healthy as a tool, but quite honestly, I have my moments where I realize a lot of the people are very disappointed and heard about what they can and can't do, and hear a lot of complaints about the people you could tell are just not accepting the good parts of this, the focus on family, the appreciation for what you do have. Those things should be coming out. And so when I see social media pieces or people that I'm personally affiliated with who are more negative in nature, get very caustic and toxic in the things that they say, I tend to isolate myself. Now I decide the beginning of the day, I want to start with some humor. I may watch an older movie that I know and can rely on to make me laugh. It might be Rush Hour or something like that. Who knows? Bad Boys. But in either case, we don't avoid the reality, the depth of what we're involved with. And it's not to say that we don't deal with it, but I personally have decided that I'm going to control how much of that negativity I want to deal with, and I'm trying to make sure that I don't let anybody or the circumstance itself take away from what we do see. And some people don't like the word blessing, but that's exactly what it is. We have had too much and we've come too far to look at what's not happening. We hear people complaining about not going hiking, and we say, is that really the big issue? Well, in that person's life, it might be. I kind of like Sergeant Breeden. I'd like to think we focus on service, or You know, I'm writing a book. I'd like to put some of my energy into maybe a PME or some continued studies. There's so much out there. Challenge yourself every day with the physical, the mental, the spiritual. It's really become my bookmark. And you realize in the end, you probably should have been taking a lot of that introspective time the whole time. So that's how I've been doing it.
Sergeant Tanner.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm happy to chime in here. So I'm the first sergeant for MSG, which is actually quite small. It's only a couple of people, but then LRS as well. Regarding coping and things like that, I feel like fitness is definitely good. It's sad that the gyms are closed, obviously. I'm sure lots of folks are sad about that. But, I mean, running just requires a pair of shoes. So if you can just track and catalog your fitness, I mean, that'll help to keep your spirits up and things like that. Also, kind of piggybacking on what Chuck Reedon said, helping others is huge, because no matter what, if you think you've got it bad, there's other people out there who really have it bad. I was thinking just the other day that people who aren't able to make an income right now, you know, that's unfortunate, but hopefully they had some savings. But, you know, the reality of the matter is some folks were already a month behind on bills when this whole thing happened. So I think just being a light for those folks and being a blessing for those folks, if you don't have it quite as bad, it is really a way to just live a life of, you know, gratitude, essentially. So other ways of coping, there's like home projects. We've been doing a ton of home projects, gardening. It's a kind of unprecedented time with family. I don't know if anyone else has ever been able to have this type of free time with family, but it's quite a blessing to have that. You know, so instead of looking at it negatively, that's quite a positive aspect of all of this. So, you know, just kind of studying, learning, reading, you know, maybe teach your kids something new. Those are all things that we can get positively out of this. You know, we're all quite resilient, and I'm very, you know, impressed by the wing and all the people in the LRS and MSG and by how resilient they've been. I've only had a couple requests for funds and things like that. And so that, you know, is a testament of how strong people are and how well prepared they are, I think. So you know, I'm very proud of everybody for that. But yeah, I think the focus is just come out of this stronger and better than you went into it. And we all have that ability. We just have to focus on it.
I'd like to circle back to something that Sergeant Oliver said, but before I do, Sergeant Tanner, those are really excellent suggestions about how to make this a productive time. And I know that I've had time at my home to do things that were on my to-do list for a long time and just hadn't been a priority. I hadn't had the time to do them. I'm going to have a pretty good veggie garden this year. So I agree with you on that.
Nice.
I'll share zucchini when it starts exploding. Sergeant Oliver, something that you mentioned about intentionally controlling your media consumption makes me think about there's a lot of misinformation and contradictory information in the news and on the different social media platforms. So one of the places that I try to go to get reliable, consistent information is the Kirtland app. They've got a COVID-19 icon in their app right now. And in part of that is a Kirtland Air Force Base directives. And those are the guidances that have been issued by Colonel Miller, who is the 377th Air Base Wing Commander. So I know that information is gonna be correct and current. Let me see, in the Kirtland app, there's an icon that says coronavirus. So that's a great place to go for timely and accurate information that's directly impacting our military members. Does anybody else have some tips about where you go to get really solid, accurate information?
I'm using the Kirtland app as well. It's been very timely and pretty accurate. And of course, I'm still going to the base daily, so I almost have to. It's some kind of a staple for my own personal safety, if nothing else. But yeah, I'd agree. That's probably been one of the best local tools we've had. I even think that if we look at it, some of the information that we get tends to be, especially if it's not from a direct source associated with health. Actually, I like the idea of looking at science and the health pieces. I listened to some podcast here recently just talking about positive approaches when it comes to issues like this. This is not the first time we've dealt with something like this, maybe on this magnitude. But looking historically, it's good to do personal research. These aren't sources that we think are relevant today, but they are. At least you can see how previously we've handled similar lower scaled pandemic, and I think that's helped. It's not the thing for everybody, but to me, it would seem that when we hear inaccurate or less credible points of what we're dealing with, at least there are some reference points that are part of research. And that's all I'm saying is stay away from skewed data points or would-be data points and some of the news networks that tend to be a little more biased one way or the other.
Yeah, this is Shane Tanner. I totally agree with Oliver. I'd stick to things like, National Institute of Health.gov, the CDC.gov, different things like that. New Mexico, even Department of Health, things like that will probably give you a lot more statistical information versus opinions and information that might, breed fear and things like that. So, yeah, stick to science, in my opinion.
Yeah, Military One Source also has one of the best things it had was there's a couple of pieces that they put together there that help our airmen and their families deal with how the children are dealing with this. How do you educate your kids on how long is this? Why are we taking such safety measures? Are there things that we can do to not only educate but to make sure that they're not going through cabin fever? They've had some really good programming, like for example, they contracted with Ancestry.com. Probably 4 weeks ago, sent out a message that said anyone who wanted to research this, their family, genealogical trees, things like that, they could do it for free. And here I had paid some $14, $15 for some two-week trial, and they're giving it away for free for members as they recognize might be going through a situation in isolation where they kind of run out of things to do. There's no sports going on, so for a lot of people, it's the end of the world. But to know that you have just that as an example, that could spur on some research that actually benefits the member and their kids long term. So it's just one example.
The Military One Source reference is a great resource. I mentioned, I remember seeing that Military One Source has changed their online counseling that military members can get for free through Military One Source. They've doubled the number of visits that a member can speak with a counselor. It used to be 12, now it's 24, and that's free. And then they're also doing video counseling as well. So I don't know if our younger folks are better at this. I find it difficult to have an in-depth conversation with a disembodied voice. It's a little easier if I can see a face. And I'm maybe not the only one because they're starting to do those as video chats as well. I find that the Military One Source website is a little bit overwhelming. There's an awful lot of resources. So if you're in that boat as well, if you want to talk to a real person, we're fortunate to have a state representative. Her name is Deb Roan, and she works part-time in our Air Guard Readiness Center, and they're at 846-5027. And if she's not in the office, they can either give you her cell phone number or get her a message and she can call you back. I'm curious, I know there's been a couple of aspects to this that I've personally struggled with in adapting to how we're doing business now. and I can share those, but I'm curious, has there been anything that you as an individual have struggled with, and how did you find some balance? I personally, after about the first 2 weeks, I started losing track of what day of the week it was. I would have to stop and think, is today Saturday? Do I have to go to work in the morning? And it was kind of funny because I can compensate by looking at my phone, but I felt like I was a little disoriented. Is there anything that you dealt with, and how did you manage to find some equilibrium?
Yeah, Sergeant Sander, this is Sergeant Tanner. I'd say regarding finding equilibrium, it's just no matter what, stick to a schedule. So before I went on orders, it was a little chaotic. I was still in, like, I guess an essential field. So I would still go to the office, but most people weren't. So it was a little bit chaotic. So to kind of battle that chaos, just develop a schedule for yourself and stick to it. And that definitely helped me a lot to stay on point versus just watching Netflix all day and so many options, right? But sticking to that schedule helps a lot.
So I'm wondering, what tips would you give to some airmen who maybe aren't on orders, who aren't working full time, who are stuck at home, to stick to a schedule? Like, how would you give them some tips to be able to build a schedule and stick to something consistent, even if they are forced to stay at home and they're working from home or they're doing school from home or something like that?
Sure. Regarding that, I'd say still stick to a schedule. So plan out your morning routine. What time are you going to get up? Make sure that you have a set time for getting up. Don't just say, oh, I'll get up around 10 or 11. No, make sure you're up at a certain time every day. Actually get dressed. Don't just stay in your PJs all day, because it's amazing what that will do for your mental focus. And it'll kind of put you in the game to just, play the part. Essentially, even if you're doing Zoom meetings all day, maybe don't be in your pajamas, make your bed, do all those normal things that you do on a daily basis, even without a pandemic. Watch your diet, maybe even track your diet so that you're not doing a ridiculous amount of calories every day. Plan your exercise. So kind of everything that's normal for me, just to plan things and time block. So if you have me, I do it on a Google Calendar. So I have it on my phone. And all of my time sections are allocated on a daily basis. So you might not have to get that crazy about it, but if you block out four different essential time slots for work, exercise, reading or learning, something like that, then that'd be kind of a decent way to start tracking it.
Does an accountability partner work for any of you guys? It's not a tool that works well for me, but some folks, if you shared your structured daily plan with like a gym buddy, then maybe you've got somebody that you can be accountable to. Like, okay, I got up and I made coffee and I went to the gym, and you check in with each other, a wingman throughout the day, throughout the week. Does that work for any of you guys?
Well, Sergeant Oliver, I can tell you, my accountability partner is my wife, which I don't know if that's a good thing, because it sounds like she holds me really accountable to all the things she's wanted me to get done over this time. But the truth is, it really is a good idea to have a partner who you can bounce things off of. Meaning, and it kind of references what Sergeant Tanner was saying earlier, rather than time, I don't manage time as well as I should. What I do try to do is manage tasks. So for the day, I'll say, I'm going to get these things done for the day. And it's something reasonable, kind of like our SMART goals, but at least it challenges me to make sure I'm on point with some of those things. And some of it has to be personal growth. Some of it has to do with, I'm terrible in the garden, but I'll make a point that I'm going to water this, seed that, and I help my daughter and my wife with some of those things. But it's a balance of the things I like and the things I don't. There's a lot of things I have to do, and I try to start my day with the things I absolutely hate doing. And we don't always have that flexibility, but having a partner, for me, it's Sergeant Tyree at work, and we challenge each other with the home task that we have, and we're bouncing off each other. Hey, did you get this done yet? Hey, I'm ahead of you by 5 hours. You got to get up and, But then there's a reward system. If I get those things done that I intended to, then I will allow myself to say watch a favorite Netflix binge show or something. I don't know, but it has to be a punishment and reward kind of system for me. That's what works for Sergeant Oliver, you know.
How about you, Sergeant Breeden?
Yeah, so again, this is Sergeant Breeden. I really like both perspectives of just having a good calendar to work off of, having accountability. Sadly, I'm not gifted with either. I think I do favor accountability because we are meant to do life together, and especially in this time, I could see myself isolating with my phone and having some contact with someone else. I think it's really that whole wingman concept, and that's what we do. We're wingmen. People are our business, and I think that would probably be what I would favor is having that accountability to partner to work, you know, just life with.
One of the tools that I'm going to try using in the next coming couple of weeks with my airmen is I'm going to start setting up a Zoom hangout. And I'm going to invite all of my folks just in an evening. And if they can pop in with an adult beverage or a cup of coffee, then we can just hang out. We can share resources. I find that in some of the mental health training that all of us take, but especially for sergeants, we're looking for people who are, as Sergeant Breeden said, isolated, but they're putting up a good front. And those kind of folks are probably at a higher risk right now because our isolation is more enforced and more intense. I know I've felt some of the effects of feeling isolated. So I'm going to start setting up a Zoom meeting and see how that works, see if folks want to pop in. It's more important than ever that we reach out and check on our wingmen and make sure that we dig a little deeper than just, yeah, all good in a text. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's a really good idea. I've seen a couple of my corporate friends do this with a degree of surprising success, just because people who sometimes who would not necessarily talk with one another at work or necessarily spend time on a drill weekend, that may pull up some common questions or concerns, or maybe it's just good to in a less formal way just have that water cooler experience at least. But in doing so, because you are a leader and because of your role with respect to everything from resilience to discipline for that matter, it'll be good to at least monitor that. I wouldn't expect there'd be any challenges really, but you are putting a group with very different ideas, different rank, different responsibilities. Whenever you put them in a room, just know it's probably going to be funny, fun, humorous, very interesting, but you'll have to at least be aware and not get carried in the moment so much that if something comes across that you have to deal with or, you know, speak to offline, you really will have to jump on that. I noticed I can only speak for the operations group. We have a group of comedians with different comedic timing, and I could see this doing well with them, but I could also see at some point I'd have to be the Don King promoter somewhere in there, either making sure everyone was heard who needed to or backing people off. We've got some strong personalities, and that's okay, because I think the intent obviously is to engage people and get back to normalcy, as he mentioned earlier.
That's a good point, Sergeant Oliver. If as a supervisor or a leader, if we're going to initiate that type of conversation, we need to remember to keep it. It needs to be professional. It's not happy hour. It's a It's an accountability and a welfare check on each other. Good point, sir.
So when you do this, are you inviting the other shirts to the party? Is that what I hear?
Well, interesting that you mentioned that. I'm glad you asked. I had actually decided I want to do that for my wing headquarters team, but we can also do that. I want to start doing that for the First Sergeant's Council as a team. I thought our virtual council meeting that Sergeant Tanner put together for us the day before drill was invaluable. The continuity of our team is very important to me. I think we're all more effective than we would be if we worked less as a team. And one impact that I've noticed from being so socially distanced for so long is I felt like the cohesion of our team and all of the cross communication that I've depend on was deteriorating to some degree. So I really appreciated that virtual council meeting. So anyway, that was a long-winded answer to your question, but I'd like to do both. I'd like to use these video chat tools for my airmen in my unit, but also for our First Sergeant's Council as a team.
So something that I'm thinking about, as you were saying this, I look at, it doesn't always have to be the shirt initializing some of this. We have some really talented people. When we consider everything from four lenses to our personality traits, how we like to work, if we look at our profile, honestly, and we said, what if you had an NCO, call them a tech sergeant, a master sergeant, somewhere in your squadron or in your organization that was really prolific, brought people together, has a personality of a night show host or something like that, it's okay, especially since we'd be on the call, to maybe reach out and engage them and have them do the same thing, but it's very organic for them. So there's no sense in a first shirt who, as effective as we might be, if we weren't really comfortable with that, it's okay to delegate that piece of it, because the intent is we're impacting morale, and your members know you've already established what your leadership style and your presence is like. So it's okay to engage them. And I'm thinking more of doing that rather than maybe myself, you know?